Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Once again, thank you for joining us. This is the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you for joining us. We Hebrew Israelites that cater to our nation, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel, which is Native Americans, Afro-Americans, and Latinos. And we want to first give thanks to our Heavenly Father, our Earthly Mother, Messiah, for giving us a platform, and we're about to do another show like this. You know, it's a true blessing that our Heavenly Father, Messiah, give us the platform so that we can help our nation. So we have another wonderful show today, and we also want to reference different ministries that we have. You can find that at the upperroomisraelites.com, and that's upperroomisraelites.com. Now, our brothers have several different ministries that they do. One of our brother does a ministry video on Tuesday nights, our brother Yaquah Ben Israel. You can catch him on Tuesday nights, his video, Eastern time around 6 p.m. And he also does a radio blog show talk similar to what we do on Wednesdays and Fridays nights. And you can catch all that up the upperroomisraelite.com. And also my brother Adair Bay Israel does a video on Saturday evenings around 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It should be downloaded. So you can catch all of these in the upperroom.com. And we also want to reference we have a food ministry that we also do. And you can catch all these different ministries that we do at the upperroomisraelite.com. And it's some information you can fill in. If you would like to join us at any time, you can fill out the information and scroll through, and we hope that it blesses your soul. So today, we have a title of our show today, and that's going to be, Is Jacob's Trouble Here Now? That's again, Is Jacob's Trouble Here Now? This is going to be something that we're going to be talking about, my brother, Adair Bay Israel, myself.
Okay. Before we get started, because one thing we do, like I said, we talk light here. And the information that we're bringing out, it is wisdom herself that has awakened the true children. And I'm going to read something about wisdom first before we get into the video. So I'm going to go into the Colburn Bible. We're going to go into the book of Elador, and I'm at chapter 6, verse 1. It says, truth cannot be destroyed. It's talking about wisdom. Truth cannot be destroyed or changed. It says, she, see, is a female. She, even though the Gentile tell you is a he. She cannot be stripped and displayed to the eyes of man. Wisdom and knowledge cannot be trampled underfoot by turning the sword against their upholders. Talking about against the righteous ones. It's her talking. I may not be powerful. I carry no weapons. My voice may be weak, but better men will come. See, she talking about now in these days. Better men will come in the days unborn. And they will sing glad songs of light. It say the night of ignorance will have its end. So that's what we're doing right now. Us as brothers of light, we letting the wicked know that their time is up and the time of the righteous is at hand.
Yeah, brother, that was real good. That was wonderful. And, you know, it's just giving us, see, like I said, you know, we are light brethren. Brethren, Gnostic brother that studies and take in the light. And that's what my brother was bringing something out, one of the pseudepigrapha books. See, we don't just have one particular book that we minister out. We minister out of several, you know, different books. You know, we're not just allayed to the Bible, you know. So a lot of our information will come from the Bible, and a lot will come from other pseudepigrapha books. And that's what my brother was bringing out from another pseudepigrapha book that we, you know, indulge in. Now, you know, as I always start off our day with a scripture, and this scripture is going into Jacob's trouble. Is it here now? The scripture I'm talking about is Jeremiah 37. That's Jeremiah 37. And it reads, that say, alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So the scripture is speaking of the beginning of Jacob's trouble, but it also say he should be saved out of Jacob's trouble.
Right.
Our nation, Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, you see. Now, as we look at the fluence of events, we see a lot of things is occurring today, you see, which showing part of Jacob's trouble, you know. For one thing, we can see the uprising of the people in the, you know, in our country, the division and the fighting in the country that's showing part of Jacob's trouble, you see. The other nations, you know, oppress our nation a lot. With now we can see that there's food shortages, you know, in some of the Israelite neighborhoods. The crime has increased, you know. The other nations are stripping us from resources. So we can see from these fluence of events that Jacob's trouble is nigh. So when we see these things, you know, the question is, is this Jacob's trouble here now? And as we go into this show, we're going to show that from the light, you're going to see how Jacob's trouble was here now, and how Jacob's trouble has begun even before our time. See, with the light, is many different facets. It's not just one facet. The light shows you several different ways how things are, and that's the blessing of being in the light. So I wanna share another scripture. I wanna share scripture at Revelation 24, and it reads this: and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, they say, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon the forehead or in the hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Okay, now here is showing us, once again, it speaks about souls being beheaded. You see what I'm saying? And when I hear souls being beheaded, once again, I'm thinking about Jacob's trouble. You see, it gives us, now, you know, it's talking about several different things. It's talking about, you know, neither they receive images upon their foreheads, referring to light brethren, speaking of light brethren, you see. And then they said, of course, they're going to reign with Messiah for 1,000 years. You see, but this is all injected in Jacob's trouble, you see. And some Israelites, you know, believe that, you know, we went into captivity. When we went to captivity, that's when Jacob's trouble really began. But others believe that Jacob's trouble is the punishment that's coming upon all nations, you know, and that's when Jacob's trouble, you know, is going to begin.
Right.
But we know it's both of them. You know, it's today, we're going to cover both aspects of Jacob's trouble. Because, see, that's what's so beautiful about the light.
Right.
When you're in the light, you can see both aspects of what's occurring.
Right.
And this brings both aspects. You see, now and when we went in captivity.
Right.
You said both is right. You know, our nation sometimes, you know, say one thing and they'll say something else. But in this aspect, they both is right.
Right. So basically what he's saying is he want to know, are we in the hours of Esau or the wicked still ruling, or are we in the hour of Jacob being put on top? So we're going to go to Lamentations 4:21. And this is where we at right now. It said, rejoice and be glad, O daughters of Eve, that dwelleth in the land of God. The cup also shall pass under thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shall make thyself naked. And when he said make yourself naked, he means strip them from all their wealth, power, rulership, honor, pride, and arrogance. Then he said, 22, the punishment of thy iniquities is complete, O daughters of Zion. He will no more carry thee away in the captivity. See? He will visit thy iniquities, O daughter of Eden. He will discover thy sins. So all that they have done to Israel, like my brother was just saying, they are now about to. That's why the plagues are worldwide. They're about to experience what they have done to us. They're going to wish they had never entered the gates of Jerusalem.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You see, these plagues are turning off our nation and onto the other nation. You see, and we can see that happening. You know, the Heavenly Father is showing us this worldwide. Now, we know the big Jews is not going to show all the things that's occurring around the world.
Right.
But the Heavenly Father is starting to get busy where, you know, I'm seeing different storms and hurricanes and, you know, water that's over houses. And, you know, it's a lot that the Heavenly Father is doing
right.
that, you know, that they hide from us, you know. But you know what? I want to also mention something, too. My brother sent me a quote from Adam Weishaupt. Again, the founder of the Illuminati. His name is Adam Weishaupt, and he had a lot to do with our nation being, you know, oppressed and, you know, putting women rights. He had a lot to do with a lot of that, which also is part of Jacob's trouble. You know, but I want to read you, the audience a quote. I want to read you a quote that he said that I found to be very interesting, and I'll tie it in to Jacob's trouble. The quote goes by Adam Weishaupt. It says, there is no way of influencing men so powerful as by the means of a woman. These should therefore be our chief study. We shall initiate ourselves in their good opinion. Give them hints of emancipation for the tyranny of public opinion and of standing up for themselves. It will be an immense relief to enslave minds to be free from any one bond of restraint. And it will fire them the more and cause them to work for us with zeal without knowing that they do so. For they will only be indulgent in their own desire of personal admiration. And that's quoted by Adam Weishaupt. And the reason that I read that is this is what we see today.
Right.
You see, women is rebellious against our, you know, Israelite men, has no respect for them.
You see,
treat them like dung, horrible. And this man is one of the founders of the Illuminati that initiated this, which is part and cause of our trouble, of
right.
Jacob's trouble. You know, I want to thank that brother also for, you know, giving me this quote to, you know, to speak about.
Right.
But we can see this now happening today, you know, and it's trouble for us and our nation, you see. And I can say this, I can't say it enough. You know, look who we have as a vice president, Kamala Harris. Harris as a vice president, you know she's going to initiate everything that Biden do. She's going to overrun him because of the feminine president, which is going to bring more problems for our nation. She already does, got a history of, Israelite black men.
Right.
So I'm just saying this to show you that Jacob's trouble is now, but it did start it way back. Jacob's trouble started way back, starting with this man, Adam Weishaupt, which is a part of Jacob's trouble. Now, I just want to also, reference our audience. We do have call lines that you can call in, and all the lines is free. Our number is 845-241-9666. Again, that's 845-241-9666. If anybody out here can hear us and want to join us and have an opinion or looking for any spiritual guidance, all lines are open, and you can give us a call.
And like my brother was saying, the feminine principle, like we said before, the feminine principle is from the wicked spirit called Lilith. And that's the female principle that's reigning over this world today. It's the cause of the female principle not being willing. If you ever read the book Adam and Eve, it'll tell you about the spirit Lilith. And she is the spirit that's reigning around the world today. Making women be rebellious, not willing to submit. And that's what, if you've noticed about Lilith, it talks about that. Not willing to submit and want to be on top of the man, which goes against the eternal heavenly father order, like my brother was saying. And that's what this guy, Adam Weishaupt, advocates, making the woman feel that she is deserving of a higher position in this reality, which goes against the term by the law.
Yeah, you're right, brother, because if we look at the women today, we know that women like to be in power. Power and money is two traits of the things that women like to do or like to have. So we look at our women today, look at one way that they entice men's minds. They wear them spandex, long spandex, where you can see their buttock, and men, we're men, so we're going to look. But see, that's to entice you, your mind, to win power over you. They used it. They wouldn't do that if Messiah was around. But, see, they can do that to us, and we fall short. So, to show you, this is part of Jacob's trouble, too. It's part of our trouble that we... things that we're going through, not just in a physical aspect, but also in a spiritual aspect. We're going through it, so this is considered Jacob's trouble, too.
Right.
It's all linked together.
Right.
And that's what I love about the light. The light brings so many different aspects of things that's going and taking place,
mm-hmm.
that you don't just look at it in one way.
Right.
You look at it in multiple ways, and it gives us a better perspective on exactly what's transpiring. Now, I have another scripture that I wanted to go to, which is Jeremiah 38:9. And this makes reference of Jacob's trouble again. And it reads like this, Jeremiah 38:9. It says, "Make it clear that this time will be a period in which the Heavenly Father's people no longer serve the other masters, but will serve the heavenly forefather David, their king, raised up for them." So, the reason I brought this scripture out, although we will be going through Jacob's trouble, but the heavenly father is going to intervene in this trouble, whereas though he's going to help us, his people, and protect us. You see, he's going to raise us up, whereas though we'll no longer be their slaves because, see, they rule over us. The other nations rule over us. And the Heavenly Father is going to intervene, so there is hope for our nation.
Right, right. Now, like my brother said, we were in the time where ignorance took over the land prior to us waking up to 2012. I'm going to go to the Coleman Bible and show you that right now we're under a doctrine of ignorance, and the world has forgotten the true light.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to Lucius, or the book of Visions of the Evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to chapter 10, and it says, the nations of the coming days will bear strange children. It's an alien, blind to the light of beauty, of nobility. It say the chants of weird forms of worship will be heard. Talking about Gentiles teaching us this wicked doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And meaningless hymns will echo through the land. It say devotional places will be withered in anguish and amnesia, and the purity of the white light enlightenment will be exchanged for the dull blackness of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So that just show you where the world doctrine has leading the children of Israel. But today, like my brother said, and like you said, that's still part of Jacob's trouble. You know, the wicked leading us astray in our doctrine.
You're right, brother. And see, you know what? When you was reading that, something came to my mind, brother. When you was reading that, what came to my mind, you see all these doctrines and all these wicked things that they're doing is from the archons. You
right.
See, the archons is controlled. Remember, it was given, the world was given over to Satan
right.
and the archons. So all they influences is coming upon this world,
right.
which deceives our nations and deceives the whole world.
Right.
You see, and that's why it says, and I'm just paraphrasing, it says we'll be dealing with wicked spirits in high places, you know, and, you know, the powers that be and the principalities, they all are coming against us. But I want to show you something that in Revelations 21:3, that's going to show you what's going to happen during this, you know, this Jacob's trouble, what's going to come to nullify Jacob's trouble. And that's Revelations 21:3. And it reads, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hands the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that the ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into a pit and shut it up and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until 1,000 years was ended. So we see that Messiah is coming back with vengeance on them. You see, he's gonna chain the archons, chain Satan, and they're gonna be put in a bottomless pit or an abyss, whereas though they can't affect us for 1,000 years. So believe me, the Heavenly Father and Messiah see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to just leave us hanging. They're coming to rescue us from these wicked archons,
right.
from Satan the devil, from their children, these wicked nations. So we're not left alone.
Right.
We are not left alone, brother.
And also to piggyback on what he just said was, he's saying that we are in the time and age where, I'm going to go in the book of Enoch. When it said we was under a sleep and a restful sleep, meaning that he put us to sleep, but he still had his divine protection over us. But like he just read Revelation, it's gonna come a time when people gonna wake up and all the righteous gonna take action to make sure these people be restored. So it say I'm in First Enoch chapter 100 and I'm on verse 6. It say then. The wise people shall see, and the sons of the earth shall give heed to all the words of these books. It say they shall know that their worth shall not be able to save, I'm talking about the wicked one, they shall know that their worth is not able to save them,
at the place where their sins shall collapse. It say, woe unto you, sinners, when you oppress the righteous ones in the days of hard anguish and burn them with fire. It says, you shall be recompensed according to your deeds. Woe unto you, you hard of hearted. So that's an Enoch. So it's saying that the righteous going to wake up in these hours, what we're talking about, these end of Jacob trouble, and the wicked are going to be recompensed for their wickedness. Like my brother said, they're going to be cast into the outer darkness.
You're right, brother. And that's serious. See, you know what? When we read things from the different pseudepigrapha books and we say places like outer darkness, when you understand what Messiah is telling you, it's no joke, you see.
Right.
You're talking about things that we know nothing of, you see, but we know it's bad. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When Messiah say the outer darkness, or he's talking about, you know, fire that's not on this planet, that's hot, you know, hotter than the fire here.
Right.
Talking about serious things,
right.
See, that maybe our nation don't understand, but Light Brothers understand what he's saying,
right.
You see, and it just show you another aspect of the light, you know, but that's all part of Jacob's trouble. Again, I want to reach out to our audience, and if there's anybody out there listening to us and can hear what we're saying and would love to give us a call, all lines are open. Our number is 845-241-9666. Feel free to call. But you know what, too, brother, I was thinking about, too, like, you know, how our people see, you know, but they so caught up in so many different things that they may not even see Jacob's trouble. You see, because their minds is occupied on certain things that's taking place. You know, like, for instance, stimulus, they want money, they need to feed their children, they need to, you know, they're not working, there's no jobs. So their mind is not on Jacob's trouble, it's on surviving.
Right, they're caught up in the world.
Right.
They're caught up, that's what my brother said, is they're caught up in the world, just like when we got to live from Egypt. We had a lot of the Israelites that was caught up in the Egyptians. You know, they didn't want to let go of that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing we have now. You know, a lot of people, I like what my other brother said. He said, the light shines only for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I can see that, and I know you can too,
mm-hmm.
that all the stuff that we told these people maybe a couple, few months ago, they done forgot it. And they done fell back into the world. So they talk about stimulus, what we're going to do after the election, Biden going to get elected, and we're going to go back to normal. I guess I'm going to take the vaccine so I can start taking trips. You know what I'm saying? They're going back into the world, not knowing, like you said, that we are at the end of Jacob's trouble. And another thing I want to say about Jacob's trouble is this. Now, some people say that Jacob's trouble is, you know, what we went through as far as being in captivity. Some people say Jacob's trouble is what's going to happen to the Gentiles for what they did to Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just making it clear that both sides are right. You know what I'm saying? It's not a right way or wrong way to say Jacob's trouble, because it applies both ways. You know what I'm saying? So if you hear my brother talking on one side, meaning that what's happening now with Jacob's trouble, or if he's talking about after the fact, once the Gentiles drink the dregs and that's Jacob's trouble on them, it applies both ways. So if you hear him talking on either side of that, both of them, it applies to this particular topic.
You're right, brother. And see, and that's the beauty of the light. See, the light don't have to go one way. That's what I like. You know, my brother always brings this up. Yeah, the light can go many different avenues and sections. You know, we don't just go straight. The light can go left, it can go right, it can go up, it can go down.
Right.
You know, but the thing is to get the understanding of it, have some kind of understanding of it. You see, and that's important in the light.
Right.
You know, it's not what I say or what you say. It's what you see it, how you see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you bring it together.
Right. And I'm going to add this to it. That's why when you get into the light and you talk about the
tree of life. Now, this might be an aspect y'all don't know about, but it's say the 22 paths of the light. And like he said, you can go many paths when you go up that tree of life. It's multiple paths. And each light brother is going to go a different path. But the bottom line is they're going to reach to the same point.
You're right. You see, now I want to just elaborate on what my brother was saying. There is no difference to what I'm saying and what he's saying. It just come out in a different flavor. You know, he like my brother said, well, he likes to season it this way. But I might like to put a little seasoning with barbecue sauce and some mustard in it.
Right.
He may bring some onions and some vegetables and some sweet peppers, and you know, that's how he flavor it. But see, at the end, we all gonna put it together, and it's gonna be one good meal that you all can eat because it's the light.
Right.
It's just how we season it.
Right.
He may be better seasoned that way. I may be better seasoned this way. My brother Yankwa may season it a different way.
Right.
But it's all good seasoning. It's all good eating.
Right. So what my brother's saying is this, in a nutshell. Just because he's seasoning and flavor his food or add this or take that away from his food and the way I do it, the bottom line is the food is there for nourishment. They both, the way he do it or I do it, is going to serve the same purpose, nourish the body and mind.
Right. And that's the most important thing, to nourish our minds, our hearts. See, we have to continue to feed each other every day.
Right.
You know, We feed ourselves physically, we feed ourselves spiritually, you see, and we need to do these things so that we can continue on in the light, in ministry, in talking about Jacob's trouble and what our nation is going through. So we need to be able to do these things on a daily basis, you see, and that comes from Messiah and the Heavenly Father feeding us too. You know, they the ones who feed us to feed y'all. You see, everything stems from them. And this is why we having this today, this message about Jacob's trouble, because we see right now that Jacob's trouble is here now, and it's only going to increase, you see? So that's why we all now, like my brother said, we getting busy now, because we know the trouble is now, and the trouble is going to increase. So the best way to prepare for Jacob's trouble is put Messiah and the Heavenly Father first so it can rescue us from this trouble that's going down, you know, and it all is stemming from the other nations trying to destroy our nation, you see?
Right.
And it's going to continue to happen. It's not going to stop, you know, as we can see every day. Now, the television, another Israelite shot and killed.
Right.
You see,
right.
Jacob's trouble ain't gonna. Right. So when you're talking about voting for other nations and thinking they're gonna help you to solve your problem, you are sadly making the biggest mistake of your life, because they are not gonna solve. They're not here to help us.
Right.
They're here to hurt us, kill us, and do everything they can to stop us from coming and to being restored with the Heavenly Father Messiah.
Now, like my brother just said, I'm going to piggyback on what he was saying. What he was saying is everything is going to increase, the good and the bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go into 2 Enoch on chapter 66, and I'm on verse. Well, I said the last verse, I have a number, but anyway, chapter 66. Yeah, okay. It say, for in that age, everything is estimated sevenfold. It said light and darkness and food and enjoyment and misery and paradise and torture and fire and frost and all this I have put down in writing so that you may read it and think upon it. So, sevenfold for the righteous and sevenfold for the wicked. Goodness!
You see that, brother? Now, is that not balance? See, the Heavenly Father is always showing us balance. whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's with the good or whether with the bad. The Heavenly Father is going to give you balance, a balance of good, a balance of bad. You see, now, which one you want is up to you. You pick it. You see, the Heavenly Father ain't going to say, well, you know, he's going to tell you, listen, if you choose this, you get that. If you choose that, you get this. It's up to you, brother. You know, this is, and that's incredible. The Heavenly Father, if he wants, he can make you do good.
Right.
You see, but he give us the free will to see what decision you want.
Right.
It's up to you,
right.
You see. And, you know, not to get far off our topic, you know, because we are, you know, getting a little off, but we just showing you balance of the Heavenly Father. Like, even though when Jacob's trouble come, you know, the wicked, the our oppressor nations is going to get what's coming to them, which is their judgment and punishment. Now, our nation, who's serving the eternal Heavenly Father, is going to get their balance, which is blessings, inherit the kingdom, you see, get to evolve into the higher evolution, you see. So just showing balance, you know, and it's up to you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, brother? You have a choice.
Right. So basically what he's saying is, we at the time now where the wicked is going to experience all their deeds that they have done by their hands. Now we're going to go back to Enoch 1, chapter 98, verse 6. It says, none of your deeds of injustice are covered up and hidden. It said, think not in your spirit, nor say in your heart, that ye neither know nor see all your sins being written down every day in the presence of the Most High. And I'm going to go down to verse 12. And it say, woe unto you, lovers of unrighteousness. Why do you have hope for good things for yourselves? And that's what they always do. They can beat the mess out of us. And they're talking about, oh, when Jesus comes, we're going to be raptured up. Yeah, all right. This is what's going to happen to y'all. It say, do know that you shall be given over into the hands of the righteous one. Look, we're going to beat the mess out of them. Revelation 13:9. You know what I'm saying? And they shall cut off your necks and slay you. And they shall not have compassion or mercy upon you, or the young or the old. Woe unto you who rejoice in the suffering of the righteous one, for a grave shall be dug for you, and you shall not, you shall not have a proper burial. So that doesn't let you know that, oh man, boy, they got something to pay for.
Once again, it shows a trait of Messiah.
Right.
Messiah believe in recompense.
Right. Right.
The Heavenly Father believe in recompense.
Right. Right.
You see, you can now. I and my brothers understand that, you know, Esau is, you know, mentally ill, and you know, and the punishment is so great that they think in their own mind that Heavenly Father is going to continue to let them deceive themselves and say they've done a righteous deed by beating the heck out, beating the hell out of us, and you know, continue to slaughter us, and they think that that's okay.
Right.
But my brother just read your punishment. You see,
he's writing everything down.
That's right. See, the angels, our brothers, is documenting everything. Like the Heavenly Father said, they're gonna pay for every jot and tittle.
Right.
You know, not one jot or tittle is not being wrote down that they have done to us, and we know they have to pay double.
Right.
You see, so it's they not getting away with anything.
Right.
You see, nothing.
Right.
Although they think they are.
Yeah.
You know, being though the Heavenly Father haven't punished them yet for nothing yet.
Right.
You see.
Right.
But their punishment is not.
Right. You see. And look, like he said, you know, when the scriptures say, you are God's, but children of the Most High. And like he said, from where you are from, you must return. So I'm going to go back inside the Coburn Bible, Divisions of the Evening. And I'm in chapter 10, verse 2. It says, the man God, look what it calls, man God.
Mm.
The The man God is a candidate for the Godhood within the reach of every man, and his special God-like qualities, to my life, brother, of goodness and spiritual strength, which set him apart from all ordinary men. He is the strong runner in the race of life. And I like what my brother Yakov always said is, if you can't run with the footmen, How can you run with the chariots?
You can't run with the footmen. How you gonna run with the chariots? You know what I'm saying?
So that there, brother, is almost summed it up in a nutshell. But you know, I digress. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. You know how, you know, and I'm saying this in a humble way, how light brother bring out certain points where as though you can get the full understanding of things,
right.
You know, and, you know, I pray that our audience do get the understanding of it too, because we try to explain it to you as the best way that we can explain it to you. And it's just amazing, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, because the things that we're bringing out, you know, about Jacob's trouble, you know, they may see it on a different aspect than what we see it. You see?
Hey, look, they do. They think they're going to get ratcheted up.
Right. Now you see what I'm saying, brother. You see, their minds is disillusioned. You see? And... you know, and I guess if I was them, I would want my mind to be disillusioned too, because I wouldn't want to think the eternal Heavenly Father of all is going to punish me in such
right.
a way
right.
that, you know, I can't even think about it. It'd drive me crazy
right.
to think about it.
Right.
You see,
right.
but that's the situation they're in.
Right.
You know, like my brother said, he got him in a Gordian knot. You see, he can't get that head loose. The Heavenly Father got him with a knot and he beat
that's
him upside
right.
the head.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop,
yeah.
boop.
Yeah. Hey, look, check this out. Now, he wrote our punishment, what we was going to go through in Scripture. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what we was going to go through. But I know they got to be like you said, they on a mental sickness. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Now, what happened to them was devastating. He said it was the worst up in the heaven. Well, why he ain't write what was going to happen to us? You know what I'm saying? Is it going to be that bad? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah. Brother, you know, in some of the Pseudepigrapha books, one of the books, the Heavenly Father tell us not to even think about
yeah.
their punishment. It's going to be so terrible not to even think about it. And,
yeah.
man, that's saying something.
Yeah.
Because, see, you know what? When the Heavenly Father, it's different when man says something or if I say something or, you know, it's different when the Heavenly Father says
right.
something. You're talking about a different type of punishment
right.
he talking about, you know.
Right.
You know, forget what I say. You know, I can't do what the Heavenly Father
right.
can do
right.
or anybody else.
Right.
So it just helps us to see that, you know, when the Heavenly Father says something, he means it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he means business. Mm-hmm. You know, they can, you know, I almost cringe and fear because the people of the nations don't take the Heavenly Father serious.
Exactly.
They think he's a joke. They say, some say he's not real.
Right.
And yet, you know, like brothers, we see Messiah and the Heavenly Father every day, you know, and it just helps us to see the type of reality that we're living in. We're really living in a wicked reality, and it shows that Jacob's trouble is not only now, but it's going to increase. And we need to all, everybody in the whole universe, need to be begging the Heavenly Father for guidance and mercy and grace. But we know that the wicked ain't going to do that. So, you know, the Heavenly Father got to do what he got to do and get busy. And, you know, it's a shame, but this is how it is. But this is going to conclude our show for the day. We want to thank our audience and once again thank the Heavenly Father and Messiah and our earthly mother for giving us the wherewithal to do another show like that. And if it's his will, we'll be back next week. My name is Brother Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.